Encyclopedia, encyclopedia, encyclopedia.
I don't
time.
Use an encyclopedia,
encyclopedia
anymore.
Encyclopedia. Yeah, I use
Wikipedia.
I use, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Encyclopedias were fun, but they were really expensive. This is like back
yeah,
in the day before CD-ROMs and stuff.
Right.
And you had like 24 books and took up a lot of your space. But we don't need that stuff today. We've got all sorts of information in our hands and our smartphones. And you don't even need that right now because we're going to be giving you lots of information about one thing. So you might need it soon, but not for the next few minutes because we're going to be learning about something a lot of people, including me, have never thought about, but is actually interesting.
Yeah.
It's called The Color of Movie Theater Seats. That's the name of the article, and that's what we'll be learning about. So,
电影. What is 院里面的座位,
it's usually quite dark, so I don't even look at them. But I think the last movie theater I went to, they were like dark red.
Same.
A dark red color.
Red.
Anyway, so maybe that's a common color. Think about movie theater seats, read the article, and we'll be back to learn more.
A plus Encyclopedia. Hello and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about the color of movie theater seats. The question of the day is, why do most movie theaters have red seats? A. Because red is popular in Hollywood. B. Because red affects human eyes the least in the dark. C. Because red helps people find their seats easily in the dark. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B. Because red affects human eyes the least in the dark. Many movie theaters have red seats to make the theaters darker. Scientists have done research on the effect of color on human eyes. In the dark, people have more trouble seeing red than other colors. This way, the screen appears brighter. People see colors differently in dark and bright places. That's because people have photopic vision and scotopic vision. Photopic vision helps people see when it's bright. On the contrary, scotopic vision helps people see when it's dark.
Word power!
Effect. Effect. The cold weather affected the children. It made them feel sick. The cold weather affected the children. It made them feel sick. Human. Human. The students are learning about the human body in science class. The students are learning about the human body in science class. Screen. Screen. My eyes are tired. I need to stop looking at the computer screen. My eyes are tired. I need to stop looking at the computer screen. Bright. Bright. I can't read in here. The light is not bright enough. I can't read in here. The light is not bright enough.
All right, so our question is about movie theater seat color.
Right.
And earlier we said that the last theater we went to, we remembered the color was red.
Red.
And it seems that's pretty normal.
Okay.
Because the question is, why do most movie theaters have red seats?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So
为什么呢？大部分电影院都有红色的座椅呢？对啊。
red seats.
大部分都是红色的耶。We don't have white seats.
No, and you don't often...
Because I get dirty very easily.
And you don't see red seats on every airplane, for example.
Yeah.
They come in different colors.
Not
and a lot of
high-speed railways as
not
well.
A high-speed railway have different color seats. So what's the deal? What's going、
right.
on with the red seats in movie theaters? Well,、
mm-hmm.
as usual, we have three options.One of which is the correct answer,、
okay.
and it says A, option A,、
mm-hmm.
because red is popular in Hollywood.
Okie dokie, 因为红色在好莱坞很受欢迎。I don't think so. I mean, yeah,
it's a lucky color. It's nice.、
Yeah.
A lot of movie stars and、
right.
whatnot look good in red, but Batman's,、okay. Batman's blue.
That answer is not going to trick
me. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Anyways, A, red is popular in Hollywood, maybe.、
Mm-hmm.
B, let's look at B, because red affects human eyes the least.In the dark.
Ooh, okay.、
Ah.
是不是这个答案呢？因为红色在黑暗中最不会影响人类的眼睛。Interesting.
That is an interesting one. It makes me think about, you know, when you're making、mm-hmm. film, when you're developing、
oh.
film, right? That red light、
yeah.
that people use. It's good for your eyes,、mm. and then you can move from darkness to light easier.、
Ah.
I kind of like that one, but I'm not sure、okay. why. Anyway, we do have this word power word we need to look at.Affect.
Affect.
It's a verb. All right. Affect with an A at the beginning. Now listen carefully. Pay attention. I'm not going to say this twice. And this is the kind of thing English teachers love to test you on. Okay. Affect with an A is a verb. It is to make a difference, to change in some kind of way. All right. So it's something that you do, something you do. You affect.Something. Now, E-F-F-E-C-T, effect, it sounds almost the same, but E at the beginning, that's a noun that is the change. Okay, so, for example, if you take some medicine, you hope that that medicine affects your sickness. It changes your sickness. It makes a difference in your sickness. And if you wake up the next day...After taking the medicine, and you feel better, you have energy, you no longer feel sick. That is the effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, that the medicine had, all right? So the affect with an A, the verb, is to make the change, and then the effect with the E, the noun, is the change. For example, the cold weather affected the children, it made them feel sick. The cold weather affected the children, it made them feel sick.And the coughing and the sneezing, that's the effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, of the cold. Got it? Good.
Wow, so 我们学到 effect, the、mm. A.
A,
That's
verb.
A verb.
Yes.
就是影响的意思。Effect,、mm. 就是有什么什么效果、mm. 它是 noun, 是个名词、mm. E-F-F-E-C-T, 不要搞错。
Mm.
比方像是呢如果我们可能提到像是 rain affected、mm. or influenced their performance. Maybe we're talking about baseball,、
mm-hmm.
okay, or in tennis,、
sure.
maybe. Or the weather affected our plans.
It changed our plans.
对、啊、
It changed our plans.、Yeah.
就是我们下雨了就不能去 picnic 啊不能去野餐啦或出去外面玩哦。Okay, so 不要把 affect 跟 effect 搞错了。Okay, back to the example sentence, 他提到就是寒冷的天气影响了孩子们让他们感到不适 so maybe they got a cold or something.
That's right. All right, let's get back to another word power、
uh-huh.
word. We talked about how red affects human sight or human vision the、
right?
least. Human.This adjective is important. It's H-U-M-A-N. It's all about you and me, man. All right. Yeah, you, me, man, woman, boy, child. We are human. That's exactly the type of animal that we are. We are not tuna fish. We are not elephants. We are not dinosaurs. We are humans. Now, we can use it as a noun. All right. Humans are people. But we can also use it as an adjective. Human intelligence, human strength, human history. We're talking about things that are about or of people.That's about it. For example, the students are learning about the human body in science class. The students are learning about the human body in science class.
Human 在这里是当作形容词来用，表示人类的。 Okay, 所以后面要接名词 like the human body, 就是人体啦 or the human brain, 人脑 or the human history, like Mike just mentioned. Okay, 那刚刚的例句提到就是学生们在自然科学的课堂当中学习到人类的身体构造。Okay, we also saw the word dark, okay,、mm. in the dark,
在黑
暗中 and that's a noun,、mm-hmm. but we could also use this word as an adjective,、mm. like,Dark night.
That's right.
Hey, yeah.
It is very dark, so turn on the lights. All right, so now we've looked at B. Let's go to C. We still haven't found out why theater seats are red, but maybe、mm-hmm. C is the correct answer. It says, because red helps people find their seats easily in the dark.
That makes sense.
Yeah, okay. But I don't know about red. I usually look for the shape of the seat.Because it's still
quite
dark.
White would be a better color. Well,
exactly. That's a good point.
没错啊。真的只有红色吗帮助人们在黑暗中轻松找到的位置吗我觉得不可能 because like yellow is probably brighter as well.
Yeah, that's
true. Okay, I'm just going to go for B.
I think B sounds pretty good. Yeah. So let's look at the answer. It says the answer is B.
Oh my God.
Put it right
We're
there.
We're like so smart.
B, why? Because red affects human eyes the least.In the dark.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So why? Do we have more reasons to support
this? We absolutely do. We're not just going to tell you something and say, that's why. We're going to tell you that's why. It says many movie theaters have red seats to make the theaters darker.
Oh.
So it helps to keep the light down. Of course, white seats would make it bright, and it would be hard to watch the screen.
所以很多电影院用红色的座椅是让电影院感觉到更暗 darker. Mm-hmm. 所以这里的 darker 当然就是形容词的比较级 Okay, I want to find out more about
this isn't something that some guy just thought of one day. It's fact. It's science. It says scientists have done research on the effect of color on human eyes. Notice the effect with an E.
Uh-huh.
That is the change that color has on、
noun.
Human eyes. That's
okay.
right.
Okay, 所以科学家曾经做过颜色对人类眼睛影响的这个研究哦。这里呢，对不对？还记得吗 ？Effect 就是作用或是效力，它是名词哦。那research 就是研究报告这样子的意思哦。OK， 不过这里呢，我们先要停一下，我们要进行我们的 Magic Box 时间来解释现在完成式的用法。Let's go。
Magic Box 找亮点。
Let it go, let it go. 哎呀，今天呢不能再唱 Let it go 了，要改唱这首了。恭喜呀，恭喜，发呀发大财！好，大家呢农历新年过完，寒假过完，终于呢来到了这个春暖花开的时节。The summer has come. We can no longer wear coats now. 夏天已经来了，所以呢就不能穿我的大衣了，酷酷。对我来说呢，因为一点都不好了。因为呢表示热死人的夏天马上就来了，身为冰雪女王，我艾莎无法接受冬天离我而去。好，说到已经呢，我们都知道英文中呢搭配不同时态动词呢也会有不同的变化，像是我们中文说的已经，在英文里面搭配的呢就是完成式的用法咯。现在呢就要来和大家分享现在完成式到底该怎么使用咯。首先呢我们要用 have 这个助动词，没有错，不要怀疑， have 这个字呢也可以当成助动词来使用哦。接着呢我们要在后面加上过去分词 PP， 这样子呢我们的现在完成式就完成了。现在完成式呢可以用来表示过去的动作，过去到现在已经完成了。举个例子好了，你现在看我的最新电影，但是呢老妈问你说，哎，你怎么在看可爱的 Elsa， 你的功课到底写完了没有？这时候呢你就可以说 I have done my homework。I have done my homework. 哎呦，我早就写完了啦，不然怎么可以在这里看艾莎呢？对不对？我们呢就要用助动词 have 加上呢 do 的过去分词 done. I have done my homework. 这个呢就是完成式的用法咯。 现在完成式呢也可以用来表示从过去到现在一直在持续的动作，常常呢会和 since 或者是 for 一起使用了。 since 呢表示自从，它后面呢加上一个时间点， for 呢则是加上一段时间，表示已经做多久了。比方说呢，你问我在这边住多久了， I've lived here for more than 20 years. I've lived hereFor more than 20 years. 我已经在这边呢住超过20年了。我真的是呢舍不得离开这个冰天雪地的地方。I've concealed my power for a long time since I heard Anna on that night. I've concealed my power for a long time since I heard Anna on that night.自从我伤了安娜之后呢，我就藏起了我的能力。 OK， 所以呢我们的现在完成式呢很常搭配的是 since， 自从后面加上一个时间点。比方说呢since that night， 自从那个晚上起，或是呢加上 for， 例如呢 for more than 20 years， 后面加上一段时间呢，已经超过20年了，多长的时间。哎呀，最后呢还是要跟你说，夏天要来了，我不能在这里，我要去避暑了，大家再见。
All right, so what have the scientists found out? They also found that in the darkPeople have more trouble seeing red than other colors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Red、
okay.
kind of disappears in the dark.
Oh, so in 暗处比起其他颜色，人们看到红色，哎，是比较困难的哦。I didn't know that. Never、yeah. thought about it. Okay.
And it's a really good thing in a movie theater because,、mm-hmm. as it says, this way...The screen appears brighter, so it actually、oh. makes it easier for us to watch and enjoy the movie. Who、okay. thought that the color of the seats would affect that in such a way?
That's true.、Hmm. Okay, 对啊，它才不会抢到荧幕，对不对？所以如此一来，荧幕看起来是更明亮的哦。荧幕，我们来学一下 screen.、
Yes, a screen is something that's important when you're at a movie. It's also important to spell it correctly, S-C-R-E-E-N.S-C-R-E-E-N, screen. And what is a screen? It's what you look at when you're watching TV, playing computer games, using a computer in any way, or watching a movie. It's the part that has the picture, that has the things moving, that has the colors on it. That's what we look at with our eyes. Now, screens can work in many different ways. They all often use electricity.For example, with a TV or a computer or a smartphone. But of course, a movie screen doesn't. They just shine light onto it. But it's a flat surface that we watch things on. For example, my eyes are tired. I need to stop looking at the computer screen. Yeah, turn it off for a minute or two.
Screen、mm. 就是荧幕，你们现在应该是透过荧幕来看我们的吧 ？Okay, now don't sit too close to the screen, or you'll get a headache.
That can happen.
对啊，小朋友有时候靠电视太近不好哦，这样头会痛。And we often think of a TV or a television screen,、mm-hmm. 就是电视的荧幕啦 ，or a computer screen, right?、Mm-hmm. 就是电脑荧幕。Again,、sure. you can get really tired because, as the example sentence reads.My eyes are tired, 我的眼睛好疲累，我必须要停止盯着电脑荧幕看哦。I don't use the computer that often, though.
No? Well, if you do use a screen, maybe you shouldn't make it quite so bright. Because that can tire your eyes out faster, too. Bright is spelled B-R-I-G-H-T. B-R-I-G-H-T. Be right, bright.Bright is an adjective that we use to talk about light. Basically, it means having a lot of light or being very strong in the light department. For example, if you go outside on a day and there's a lot of sun and you want to put on your sunglasses or you got to walk around like this, wow, it must be very bright. There's a lot of light. The sun is very bright.That's why we're told don't look at the sun. If you're trying to read at night and it's not bright enough, you know, you can't read by the moonlight, that's not bright. It's too dark. So you'll turn on a light to make the room that you are the room you're in much brighter or more bright. In other words, having more light or having lots of light, bright. For example, I can't read in here. The light is not bright enough. I can't read in here.The light is not bright enough.
Okay, bright, 当然就是明亮的。 所以我们有时候想到可能是 the lightning was too bright.
Okay, very bright.
Or a bright room with lots of windows. Okay, 明亮的一个房间。那 bright 还可以表示鲜艳的意思哦。For example, we could talk about bright red or bright blue eyes. Do you have...
Not really.
Okay, you don't. Okay, now let's take a look at our example sentence. 就是我不能在这里阅读 because the light is not bright enough. 这里的灯光不够明亮 That's really important.
Absolutely.
So don't read in the dark.
And the amount of light can also affect the colors that we see. As it says, people see colors differently in dark and bright places. Yeah, if you've ever worn the same color shirt in a dark place and then gone outside, you might notice that it looks kind of different.
So 人们在明处跟暗处看颜色会不同哦 That makes sense.
And here's the science. It says that's because people have photopic vision and scotopic vision.Two types of vision, photopic, scotopic.
Okay, 那是因为人们有 photopic, 就是明视觉 okay, photopic vision,、还有暗视觉就是 scotopic vision. Vision, 但就是视觉的意思
That's
what
right.
What does that mean?
Well, basically, it's kind of how the eye works in different amounts of light. It says photopic vision helps people see when it's bright. So outside on a sunny day,You are using more photopic vision.
Okay, 所以白天时候我们会用到 photopic, 就是明视觉帮助人们在明亮时看见东西 And?
On the contrary, or opposite,、
right?
scotopic vision helps people see when it's dark.
Okay.
So that's the kind of vision you use on a dark night when there isn't a lot of light.
So 相反的 not, no, 就是 on the contrary, okay.、暗视觉就是 scotopic vision, 则帮助人们在黑暗时看见东西哦。On the contrary, 通常我们是要做一个相反的一个比较像是 the test will not be easy. On the contrary, it will be very difficult.
Oh.
So you better study hard, students.
Yes.Especially if you're not bright.
Oh, bright. 还有聪明的意思 That's right.
All right.
Okay, it's now time for our review time. Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, review time, four words to review. To make it simple today, because we've learned a lot, photopic, scotopic, you gotta remember that. So to make it easy, we're just gonna give you some opposites, and you have to guess the word. So for example, if the word was up and I said down, you'd know that the opposite of down is up.
Up.
All right, so let's talk, well, the opposites of some of these words, that's a little hard. Let's talk about one, well, I'm gonna use something that is not that.You can't have an opposite of a noun sometimes. So page. Song. No.
Are you sure?
Well, it's hard to have an opposite of a noun.
Oh,
it's a noun. That's your clue. It's a noun.
And so is it screen?
Screen!
That's the only noun we learned today.
That's right. Well, you know, but I was thinking of like a book has a page and a movie has a screen. But of course, then you have an e-book and you're reading on a screen. Anyways, let's move on from that.
Screen is the difficult
Dark.
One. Bright!
Thank you very much. Not change at all.
Not change.
To not
so
change,
to change
at all.
To affect.
Leave alone. Right. To affect is to change. That's right.And
alien.
Robot.
human.
Human. The opposite of a machine would be a person. A robot, person,
right?
And a human, person. Human. They're opposites. So. One's alive, one's not. You get the idea. You guys are smart. All right, that's it. Be careful in the movie theater. Watch your feet.
Yeah.
Enjoy the red chairs. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The color of movie theater seats.Hello and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about the color of movie theater seats. The question of the day is, why do most movie theaters have red seats? A. Because red is popular in Hollywood. B. Because red affects human eyes the least in the dark. C.Because red helps people find their seats easily in the dark. Do you have the answer in mind? Now the answer is B, because red affects human eyes the least in the dark. Many movie theaters have red seats to make the theaters darker. Scientists have done research on the effect of color on human eyes. In the dark, people have more trouble seeing red than other colors. This way, the screen appears brighter. People see colors differently in dark and bright places. That's because people have photopic vision and scotopic vision. Photopic vision helps people see when it's bright. On the contrary, scotopic vision helps people see when it's dark. Effect, effect. The cold weather affected the children. It made them feel sick. The cold weather affected the children. It made them feel sick. Human, human. The students are learning about the human body in science class. The students are learning about the human body in science class. Screen, screen. My eyes are tired. I need to stop looking at the computer screen. My eyes are tired. I need to stop looking at the computer screen. Bright, bright. I can't read in here. The light is not bright enough. I can't read in here. The light is not bright enough.